Ms. Deborah wanted to give her testimony today. So we're gonna let her give her testimony.
Larry, if you wanna record it, you can.
It's running.
You wanna come up here, honey?
Yeah.
You need help?
No, I can't.
My name is Deborah Price, and I'm a born-again Christian three times over. I was first baptized as an Episcopalian. Then I was baptized as a Baptist at Lake Point, and then I was baptized again here. And I think I've been a Christian since I was a young child, but I had doubt for many years, and I put up walls to not let anybody in because I was too hurt, too ashamed. And I think the biggest reasons why I was ashamed is because I had gone to public school until I was 11, and I've never thought that blind people would be mean to each other, but boy, was I wrong. Hmm. And I've had a teacher take advantage of me, and my own stepfather did it twice. And I also was taken advantage of. I'd gone to Houston in 96 and was taken advantage of twice there. But, you know, the irony is that, you know, I believe in God just like anybody else. But when I started coming here and I met Brendan and Dawn through Glenn, I started seeing God really at work. Mm-hmm. More and more.
Awesome. Oh,
goodness. When you said you were taking advantage of, was that financially, physically?
It was physically. When I was in Houston, part of it was my fault. I got drunk one night and I invited the boys over. I was in a training situation for the blind, and I invited them over my last night, and I made dinner, and I had kept talking about how I wanted bourbon and Coke, and I was just joking around, but one of them took me seriously and comes back with a thing of bourbon and Coke, and I got drunk, and the guy that got it took advantage of me, and then I was walking back to the apartments where the clients were staying that were from out of town. For training, I had got knocked down and got raped, and I only found out that something had actually happened because I woke up, and I was at the Rape Crisis Center. That place, it had the weirdest smell to it. I'd never been to a Rape Crisis Center, and the smell just, oh.
Hmm.
And then my stepfather, molested me once in 2001, and then in 2011 he attempted to rape me.
My goodness, the one that lives with your mom now?
Yes. The only reason why he's back is because he was on probation for 5 years, and the last person that he was with, living with, had grandkids, and she wanted to see them, and she knew that he couldn't be around children.
Right.
So she asked him to move out, and he came back to live with us. We didn't want him on the streets.
Right.
So we let him come back. I don't ride with him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And If it's just him and I at the house, I stay away from him as much as I can.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Did you have to get some kind of therapy and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The molestation that you
yes.
had? Is that, you think, the root of most of your depression and suicidal thoughts you had?
I'm not for sure that's all of it, but mm-hmm. and I think part of it, the depression comes in is because when I worked for Hilton Reservations for 7 years, and I loved the job,
mm-hmm.
but I was fired unjustly, I felt, and that same thing, I was fired from the Anatole, and that job, and that was that job, they really messed me up there. They really treated me bad. They normally you don't get fired over the phone, but that's what they did.
Sorry. Had a lot of things that weren't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean there aren't any good things.
Right. Right. Well, we appreciate you being here all, every Sunday that you can, and we appreciate what you bring to the table, as I say. Where you make us better as a whole, you do. You're very enlightening, and we love you tremendously.
Thank you.
I respect you a whole lot. I think you're awesome.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to ask her a question? Yeah, well, I'll ask you, was you blind at birth?
Yes.
You were, okay. Did you go through trials that, you know, why do I have to be blind? Why did this happen to me? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go through the part, you know, like, why am I blind? Because I was used to it.
Right.
But it was like, why? You know, because I found out, you know, in 2000, it must have been 2006 or 2007, I had had issues in school before, but my thoughts were disorganized, and
mm-hmm.
I have what they call now ADHD,
mm-hmm.
and I think I had it as a kid, but you know, because of the way the federal laws are, they can only work with your primary disability, and my mom, we didn't think anything of it, but as I got older, I finally decided, you know what, I've got to find out why I'm having all these issues. I'll just, you know, tell the doctor, you know, hey, I'm having this, this, and this. And he said, well, you know, it sounds like you have ADHD, and that's what I've been treated for.
Wow.
I'm being treated for it, I mean.
Well, that's good. Can you tell that it's helping?
Oh, yes and no.
Yeah.
I have my days.
Well, I think we all have our days. A bunch of junk going on. Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to take over here. When someone describes to you, okay, Deborah, the clouds are white and the sky is blue, how do they describe colors to you that you would know what a color is? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Blue is like the ocean.
Right.
And white is like the snow.
Right.
You know this because that's what you've been told about.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's about it.
I mean, I would want to describe how beautiful it is on sunny days when you look up and the clouds are beautiful and the sky is beautiful. I would want you to experience those colors because they're so beautiful. But I would think it'd be really hard to describe a color.
Yes, in some ways it is.
Right.
When you get into colors like army green, Kelly green, those colors are harder to describe.
Right. I would
just Well, hey, Deborah, I have trouble with those. I don't know if it's because of blindness or because I'm a guy.
Just stay camouflaged, okay?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm sighted, have been all my life, and I'm thankful for that. But I've listened to people that have been blind and that have asked for descriptions, and I've heard people say, you know, the yellow of the sun is like the heat coming down on your face. The orange is of a, you know, the actual color of an orange is the thought of the sun being overly hot that day, and it's 100 and something degrees. And is that the way that, that you believe the concept of colors, maybe?
I've never thought about that. But the way that I was taught was that, like, lemons are yellow, apples are, some are red apples, and then you have the yellow apples, and then you have the green apples.
And the red ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the way that you have been taught, from what I'm understanding, is that no matter what they tell you, you're going to believe it because you trust them to be right.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Which is understandable.
Well, there's not really any way you can conceptualize a color without light.
Right. Yeah, because you've never seen it.
But, you know, one of the things I would say, Deborah, is that I appreciate, one of the things I've always noticed is that you are one of the first to ask how somebody's, you know, you remember what somebody has been going through or what happened, you know, what happened the last time you talked to them or what's going on, and you will ask about people.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that empathetic quality is something that I wish more people had.
Right.
Something I'm still working on. So that's something I appreciate about you.
Thank you.
That's something that is a child, that's something that is instilled in you as you grow, and that is a wonderful asset.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty cool, I think.
Thank you.
You're pretty cool. Have you ever had aspirations of getting married one day and having children and all that?
Kids? No, maybe four little kids, but not too late, not too late ones. I mean, I like kids. It's just right. that with all the issues that I have, I would have a hard time taking care of them. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're capable of anything you put your mind to, though. So.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I'm sorry I asked so many questions.
No, don't worry about it. I like it.
I want to get to know people and what they have to go through. So what does your day usually transpires?
Well, let's see. I feed the dogs now. My mom has got me started doing it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I feed the dogs. I go through all that process. And then after that, I watch a little bit of TV with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go to my room and I'll find something to watch on my phone.
Yeah.
And I let the dogs in and out. We have a multi-poo, and he goes out about every 2 hours. I let him out.
Oh, cool.
And he goes out for the last time about 7 o'clock at night, and he's okay until 7 o'clock the next morning. And I let him out.
What's your favorite food?
I don't really have a favorite.
She likes to eat, though, like me.
Yes.
Yeah, we like them all.
Depends on the price is right.
Yeah. Right? That's true.
Better than its price.
The three P's. Mm-hmm. Price. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't they tell you the three P's in the wintertime is what? Hikes, people, and pets.
Yep.
Yeah, there's actually the four P's. There's plants, pets, people, and pipes.
And pipes.
At least you can remember. You remember better than me.
Cool.
Well, we thank you for your time.
Yeah,
we appreciate getting to know you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.